So namaste and welcome to the Dissolving the Ego course. I always get a little excited right before we get going. And just before we get into the lesson today, there's a few really important announcements that I need to tell you. Everything you need has been sent in the email that you got where you found a link to join today's session. There's a link there in that email, and on that page, it's a hidden page on our website that only you guys can see, and it's got everything you need on there. So everything I'm about to say is on there anyway, it just makes it easier. So each week there's a live lesson like this, and it's recorded. So if you can't join us live, it's okay. You can watch it afterwards. And then every Thursday, there's a Q&A session where you can either join live and ask questions on this week's lesson. Or if you can't make that session, you can use the contact form that's on that page where you found the link for here. You just put your name, your email in, and your question, and it will be read out anonymously and answered in there. So if you can't join us live or you don't want to ask that question live on a session, you can just put it in there. If you're going to send something in for us to read out on each Thursday, it needs to be in 24 hours before. So the first Q&A is this Thursday at 11 a.m. UK time, which is 6 a.m. Eastern time, which might be too early for some people. But if you've got a question, stick it in there, and it will get read out and answered, and it's recorded and uploaded to the same place you'll find these recordings. It's the same link and password for all the lessons and all the Q&As, the same link you've used and password to get on here today. So the one thing I need to make you aware of, the last Q&A session was scheduled originally for Wednesday, 28th of September. And for some crazy reason, I decided it was a good idea to do it the day before we fly to the States. So we've moved it now. It's Tuesday, 27th. Of September at the same time. So just to double check, there will be, it's all on the email on the webpage that you've been sent the link to. Okay. Each day you will get an email sent out with a little nugget, something that is applicable to the lesson we're doing this week. That'll be every day for 28 days. They come out into your inbox. You don't need to reply to them. They're just kind of inspirational things to help you focus. If you don't receive one tomorrow morning, UK time, if you haven't got it by lunchtime, please, and with all the emails we send, check your junk folder, your spam folder, because sometimes they go in there. And if it's not in there, then do email us, because sometimes it bounces back and we don't always get a notification. So if you don't get nugget one tomorrow, let us know and then we can sort that out. So there's also some Sangha meetup. Sangha is just a word for a group of people that are coming together to study the same truth of our essential nature. And there are Sanghas just for this Dissolving the Ego course, run by students who have done the course several times and who give their time and energy for free to host these Sanghas. And each week the Sangha focuses on the lesson that we're studying. So this week they'll focus on lesson one, etc. And again, all the times and the links to join us, a different link than this one, is on the page with all the information. And thank you to all those that give their time to do that. It's much appreciated. So a couple of last things. We'll go through the lesson today and we'll take a little break in the middle. It'll be up to 2 hours today. And then I'll do the lesson and then we'll open it for question and answers, because the best way to learn today's lesson is to see it being talked about and actual live examples of it. So that's the same with all of it. And just lastly, if you need to kind of move around or you're having a conversation or you're outside and you're listening to this, just turn your camera off if you can, because it distracts, quite distracting for me sometimes, for other beings as well. Nothing wrong with moving around, of course, but you know, sometimes it's just better to keep it off unless you're sitting down with us. And please just stay muted. And either before or after the break, I'll open it up and ask for questions. You can do that by raising your hand. Depending on what device you're on, the raise hand function on Zoom is in a different place, but hopefully you'll be able to find it. Okay, so let's crack on with the first lesson today. Each week there'll be a new lesson, so 4 weeks, four lessons, and I don't expect you to be able to fully assimilate completely each lesson each week. It's more of an introduction, and they build upon each other. And in fact, when you've got all four, and you've heard all four lessons, they come together quite beautifully. So right now, let's just start by saying, don't put yourself into a tailspin trying to really understand this lesson one before we do lesson two next Sunday. You might have this feeling that I never quite fully got each lesson before we move on, but that's a deepening thing anyway. So just relax, take in what you can, watch this video a couple of times as we go through, ask any questions you have in this session or in the Q&A later in the week. I'd really encourage you all as well to find someone that's doing the course with you that you can bounce ideas off, you can buddy up with, you can apply the teachings together. Please know that there's no way to fail with this. I want to say that right at the start here. This course isn't going to cause your awakening to happen. And I'm not telling you anything new here. I'm just putting it in a way that might be easier for you to assimilate. And so you cannot stop your own awakening when it started. We can really slow it down and resist it, but even that you can only do for so long. And the information you're going to get and the tools and the techniques here are based on what I did to come to effortless, stable peace, because I know they work. And I know every corner you could get yourself stuck in your awakening, I've been there. So that's how I can help you. And everything I'm talking about is from my own experience, and I know that this stuff works. And we've seen time and time again, just taking it in, relaxing. The self, the noumenon, the infinite being, doesn't learn by hard work. It learns by repetition, hearing something several times. So let's see if we can just chill out and listen through this lesson. Everything I'm going to say is recorded on lesson plan anyway for each week, so you don't need to take notes or anything, unless you want to, of course. It's all on the sheet anyway, so please just see if you can relax. Your awakening is already happening. You are the infinite self already. Your ego is already dissolving and cannot be otherwise. This course is just to speed that up with a lot less suffering in between. So can we relax a little bit in that, or a lot? I'm open to that. So lesson one, we're calling tuning into the noumenon. The noumenon is just a word I'm going to use. It's synonymous with self, capital S, emptiness, beingness, presence, consciousness, silence, stillness, a sense of here-ness, this now moment, subjectivity, the contextual field. We're going to call it all kinds of names, and it means the same thing. Presence, consciousness, beingness, whatever you want to call it. Noumenon, just if you look at it under in the dictionary, the definition, it means that which is not an experience, and also that which cannot be perceived by the senses. So it really is the greater being that we really are, not greater as in better than, but greater as in bigger than what we think ourselves to be. So I'm going to use this word noumenon quite often, but if you don't like it, just switch it to silence or stillness, whatever. It was helpful for me because the word noumenon had no baggage in the background. I'd spent years trying to find what awareness was, and that the word awareness had so much frustration tied to it that I didn't, and it's not like that now, but I needed a word that was a blank slate, and here all names are the same really for the self. But if you don't like it, it's absolutely fine. So we're going to tune into the noumenon, and just doing that is going to begin to dissolve the egoic structure. So why do we want to dissolve the ego, and what is that really, and will we be able to function even when that's happened? Because this fear came up for me too. Am I going to be able to still be a parent, go to work, do all those stuff when the separate sense of self, the egoic structure, the mind structure, I'm using all those words synonymously, when they were kind of dissolved into something else. So For this lesson, my definition of ego that we're dissolving is a bunch of assumptions, beliefs, and thoughts, same thing, that we've really held on to that are nonetheless untrue and that are really now causing us real suffering in that. And of course, the biggest, most famous one is that we are a separate being, alone in the universe, just trying to get by, having a life. We were born at this point, we're going to leave this body at a certain point and all of that. So dissolving the ego or waking up to what you really are, it's not going to be most likely a big event where suddenly there's a massively powerful seeing, where you suddenly realize that you've always been free and that nothing you ever thought about yourself was true. That may happen. But for most of us, and because we only hear about those beings, the Ramanas of this world, where they just, okay, I'm going to wake up and, you know, all of that. For most of us, myself included, it was a very gradual process. So gradual, in fact, that I didn't realize it had happened. And it wasn't until later that I realized I wasn't suffering at all. And in fact, some people had to point that out to me, which may seem really bizarre because I had this idea, like you may do, that I'll know when it's happened. But the one that would say, hey, I'm awakened now, has kind of disappeared in that seeing because it's just a thought. So can we spend these 4 weeks looking for small signs of progress? Am I feeling a little bit more peaceful overall? Did I let go of anger quicker? Did I forgive myself sooner this time? Things like that. That's the real evidence for me that awakening is deepening. Some people may have this big seeing, but it's very unlikely and not necessary at all, much to my ego's disappointment at the time. It's very gradual. And in fact, I'm really glad it was that way in hindsight, because each little seeing became more and more powerful and took me a while to unfold and unpack what had been seen and to assimilate it and then to live as that. So much easier that way when we got to get up and go to work Monday morning or whatever, pick the kids up from school and all of that. So we're just dissolving this very rigid bunch of assumptions that have held our life in a very static way, our understanding of ourselves and what reality is. Instead of being this kind of hard tangled knot of ideas and energy, we're going to dissolve it into something much more fluid, something that serves us, rather than it being something that's running our life. It then becomes a vehicle through which the real self, the noumenon, can express itself. So right now I'm using that egoic structure, that fluidity to express these words. So it hasn't gone completely, it's dissolved. That's why we're not annihilating the ego. We're not killing anything. We're not destroying anything. Only thing that gets annihilated in all of this process of awakening, in case you're having this intense fear like I was, that I was going to have to die or something in this process, which paralyzed me with fear for such a long time. The only thing that is annihilated is your ability to believe that this body and mind is all you are. There's a point where you can no longer believe that anymore. You are this too, this body and mind. But the ability to feel with a conviction that that is all that you are, and when it's gone, you're gone, therefore, that gets annihilated. That's the end of suffering right there. So it's a passive process, this. We're not trying to kill ego. We don't even need to do anything to dissolve it. We're going to bring attention to the noumenon, on the real self. And just by bringing attention away from what is not true and onto what is real, this begins to fall away over here. It's already happening. What we do with a utter passion is we put attention on that egoic structure, what we thought we were. Okay, I've seen that this isn't true now. Why isn't it going away? But because we are the noumenon already, whether we realize it or not, any attention we put on our mind, our egoic structure, our separate sense of self, even to want it to go away, gives it a kind of lifeline, a life of its own. So most of us get stuck for a little while. I did, you know, seeing this thing isn't real, but it really feels real. Why is it still going on and running my entire existence? So it's a passive process. Just bringing attention back to what's real is enough. And that's what we're going to be going through in the later lessons as well. So we're going to be tuning in. The word tuning is implying that we're looking for something that's already here, but perhaps we haven't been able to notice. So when I'd hear teachers say that the real self is all around us right now, that was just so utterly frustrating for me because I couldn't find it. I was looking for a something outside of me. It eventually began to dawn on me that if it's right here, right now, it must be something that I'm seeing but not valuing, or seeing but overlooking. Something that's in my experience right now, but I haven't really given it any importance to it. So we have this list of ways to tune into the noumenon, which we're going to call meditation. And for this lesson, I'm going to ask you to commit to 20 minutes of meditation a day, tuning in one of these direct ways. And if you can't manage 20 minutes in a go, that's perfectly normal. You can do 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night. There's no ideal time to do it. If you're a morning person, do it when you get up. If you're a night owl, do it when everyone else has gone to bed. Just try not to do it laying down because you'll fall asleep, because it tends to relax the body. You can do it. It won't interfere with any other type of meditation you're doing. You can keep doing any of those other ones. I just ask you not to combine them into one. So do this tuning in because it's very direct and simple. Anything that we add to it is going to dilute its power. Any doingness that gets involved, this is a non-doing meditation tuning in. So we're just looking at something that's already here, using these names for the noumenon to help us access it. I described it before as 14 different doorways into the same room, the room being the noumenon. And you just got to find which doorway or doorways help you get into that experience. So I'm going to go through these 14, and they're only homework for this week. And the homework, I'm not going to test you on any of that, but the homework is to help you really apply and assimilate the lesson. So if you don't do it, it's going to be stay up here rather than become a lived experience. So I'm going to go through these 14 ways one at a time, and then we'll open up for questions. We'll see where we go with those. So we're only building a new habit to bring attention away from phenomena, which is probably thoughts. For most of us, emotions and thoughts, attention keeps going to those. And bringing, and you can't destroy an old habit, but you can replace it with a new habit. So we're giving the attention something much more interesting to look at in that, and then that just becomes a habit. I've had to do this as well. I did this tuning in until it became a habit, and then pushed myself to do it outside of my meditation seat when I was outside and interacting with other beings. And eventually it becomes stable and effortless habit. Just like right now, you have a habit to pay attention to thoughts whenever they pop up. We all do that. So that was a habit that was formed at some point in your body's lifetime. It can be undone by replacing it with this new habit, bringing our attention to the background of our experience, the bit that we usually ignore. So the first one of these names, methods, ways of tuning in, the first doorway is being aware of awareness. And as I'm going through these 14, I want you to listen to how simple it is, okay? Your mind may say, or have some idea, that what I'm asking you to do is to keep your attention on awareness for the whole 20 minutes. And that's not what I'm saying. So that's really important, because you can't do that. Nobody can do that. So we're just recognizing awareness becoming aware of itself. So to do this, we can start with a question: am I aware right now? Or is there awareness here right now? So something is listening to the words coming in through your ears. Something is watching the visual stimuli coming in through your eyes. Something is noticing whether your body feels uncomfortable or comfortable, hot or cold. So something is watching all of that. So just checking, am I aware right now? Well, yeah, I'm aware of my surroundings. I'm aware of what words are coming out of my mouth. I'm aware how my body feels. There's awareness. That's it right there. So it's just a checking and a recognition that awareness is present. So you're sitting in meditation for 20 minutes. And you ask yourself this question, is awareness present right now? And then you notice there's awareness. Yes, there's awareness. And then probably the very next thing that's going to happen within a second or two is that awareness is going to go back to looking at thoughts. Mind will start to talk about the fact awareness is present, or talk about the fact it thinks you're not doing meditation right, or something like that, that you don't understand the lesson, or whatever mind is saying, that you're never going to get this, or all the usual stuff it says. So you cannot stop attention moving back to phenomena, and you don't need to. I'm going to say that again because it's so important. Checking in, awareness, recognizing awareness. Very next moment, awareness goes back to looking at thoughts. You can't stop that, and you don't need to. So starting my meditation, I'm aware of awareness. And then 5 minutes later, I suddenly realized that the whole 5 minutes I've been lost in thoughts. Awareness was watching thoughts. So, okay, nothing's going wrong there. Or for the whole 20 minutes even. Doesn't mean anything's going wrong. It just means that when I recognize, wow, I was lost in thoughts for 20 minutes or whatever, bring my attention back and check in with awareness again. So there's no struggle. There's no fight. And you can't get it wrong. It doesn't matter to me whether your awareness stays aware of itself for the whole 20 minutes or whether it looks once and then kind of out of habit just bounces back to phenomena again. The first one isn't a good meditation. The second one isn't a bad meditation. There aren't good and bad. There's just days where tension is very restless and is going from the noumenon, whichever doorway, back to phenomena. And you bring it back and it goes back, and then you bring it back and it goes back. A successful meditation for me is if you bring your attention back to the noumenon, the awareness as we're talking about it here, whenever you realize it's wandered, that's it. That's all I'm asking you to do. Doesn't matter if attention's lost in thoughts for hours. That's not the goal, to try and get it and stay in one place. It doesn't really matter like that. 20 minutes like that every day, building consistency, because that begins to build a power and an energy in the body to stay behind the mind, before the mind, so you're not at the mercy of all of its thoughts and its stuff that it's saying. Bearing in mind all of these, your mind isn't going to understand what we're doing here because it's very simple and it doesn't seem to get us anywhere. Again, all we're doing is building a new habit to bring attention back to that which is real and away from thoughts. Nothing wrong with thoughts. But if your attention stays on them, you experience those thoughts and the body feels terrible and you have a horrible experience. So the next one is listening to silence. So most of these, we can recognize them through contrast. So if we listen to the words that are being spoken right now, when I stop talking, and you can hear the sounds right now, when I stop talking, there's a silence immediately present that wasn't obvious before. So you hear the words, the sounds, and then you hear the silence. Sounds and silence. So just noticing in the background of thoughts or words or external sounds, there is this silence that's been present. Again, so it's just another name for the noumenon, the real self, silence. It doesn't, didn't come when I first used these doorways myself. Silence was my favorite one, but it didn't feel amazing. It was just like, oh, well, that silence, I've heard it a million times. It's nothing special. Certainly didn't feel blissful or anything, not even peaceful. It was just that when I was listening to silence, I couldn't suffer. That's the only thing that kept me going in the beginning. When I was listening to thoughts, I was suffering. I was listening to silence. I couldn't suffer. Of course, attention wandered straight back again to thoughts, time and time again. That is the process. It's okay. So by the contrast of sound, we can recognize silence. By the contrast of what we're aware of, thoughts, we can notice the awareness that's listening, watching. And all of these are just about contrast. So resting in the stillness is the third one. So right now my body's moving, my mind may be moving, my emotions, my energy's moving. And in the background of that, in contrast to that, there's a silent, still space in which that's happening. There's something in which my body is moving that isn't moving. Again, by contrast, I can see that there's this stillness. Just as if I'm standing at the side of a road and I'm watching a car drive along the road, I have to be still here, still point, to notice this thing moving. If I was moving along with the car, it would look like the car isn't moving. We're going at the same relative speed. So I have to be standing still to notice things that are moving. So the very fact we can see our thoughts moving, our energy surging or dipping, emotions coming, our bodies moving around in the room that we're sitting in, then that shows in contrast this stillness. So again, 20 minutes, noticing the stillness, and then attention will automatically go back to some movement, some thoughts, all of that. And then you just bring it back when you notice. You really can't get this wrong, which is really good news. And as I'm saying all of these, just listening to what I'm saying and seeing if you feel a resonance with some of them. You have, as part of the course, a PDF version of my book, Dissolving the Ego. And that book is really an expansion of this lesson, and it gives tools and tips and help with all of these 14 doorways. So if you hear one that you think, I want to try that, or if there's one that you're already trying, or you feel, I'm doing that one, but I want to try this one, then have a look through the book and just read the pages associated with that particular one. And noticing as we go through this, that the stillness isn't at war with the movement. The silence isn't doing anything at all with the sound. The awareness isn't really bothered by what it's aware of. So that's why I say it's a passive process, not doing anything to the phenomena, the thoughts, the movement. We're just noticing that in which they're happening. And with that comes a relaxation in the body, in the mind. Mind may even go quiet for a time. Eventually it'll go quiet permanently. But we're not doing it for that reason. We're doing it because we're putting attention on what's real, what's stable, and where you can't suffer. Noticing the sense of being. And here is just this sense that you are, there's a beingness present about you. We know the human in the human being, don't we? We know our sense of humanness. I've got to do this, be there, all that kind of stuff, everything on my to-do list. But the beingness part of that human being, have we really connected with that? And there's something here talking, organizing, saying, putting sentences together. And there's something here that's just letting that happen effortlessly. That's the beingness right there. So when you stop being somebody in particular, and you stop trying to be any particular way, and you just are how you are in this moment, that's the beingness right there. So 20 minutes again, noticing the sense of being, something just is. And then, of course, attention will wander back to thoughts, etc. And as you notice that, you can simply just let attention wander, bring it back when you can, when you notice, it's okay. In this point in the middle of the, well, certain point into the list, I want to say you cannot do anything directly about attention wandering and how long it's lost for. There's no magic trick to that. And the only moment you have a choice is when you become aware of the fact that you were watching thoughts. So we've all had that experience. where you suddenly realize that you were lost in thoughts for 2 minutes, 2 days, 2 hours, 2 weeks, 2 years, whatever. So when you notice that, then you have a choice. And those are the only moments you have a choice. Those are the moments we're looking for. It doesn't matter if they only come once in a meditation session or not at all. Over time, over consistency, they'll start to get more and more prevalent. They'll happen by themselves. So noticing a sense of presence simply is the next one. Simply noticing that you're present, you're here. You are not absent. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to hear what your ears are hearing. You wouldn't be able to know what your senses are experiencing. So there's something present that is you. What that is, we're not going to go into for lesson one. We're just going to notice that there's a presence that is you. And that you can just be present. Just be here. Next one is staying in the I am, which is, again, very similar. Just the sense that you are. You do exist, you're here, you're using this body to hear this lesson. You just the sense I am. Before it becomes I am a man, I am a woman, I'm English, I'm Australian, I'm late, I'm stressed, I'm sad, I'm fearful, I'm blissful, I'm awakened, I'm unawakened. Before all of that is just the fact that you are, you exist, literally. That is the only thing that's constant for any of us. So just noticing in the meditation the sense of being I am. And then coming back to that, whenever you notice your attention has wandered to thoughts, I'm meditating, or I'm lost in thoughts, or I'm doing this wrong, or I'm doing this right, or I'm not good enough to get this, or I am getting this, whatever's going on in the mind. Just bringing it back to the sense I am. Very simple thing. Again, some of these may sound very similar. It's because they are. They're all the same thing I'm describing. Just by using different words for me was really helpful, because I had this sense that whichever way a teacher was talking about the real self, if they called it awareness, that's how I had to find it. If they called it silence, that was the way. And it didn't occur to me till later that maybe we could choose the most, the one that resonates with us most, and use that as our first doorway in. And when you really get one of these doorways, you can really tune into the noumenon by one way. The others seem to simultaneously unlock themselves as well. As you know, silence is aware, and awareness is silent, isn't it? All of that. It's also not moving, still completely. Tuning into the awakeness is the next one. And this is just simply 20 minutes a day sitting and recognizing that right now there's an awakeness present about you. You're awake, you're conscious, hopefully still you haven't fallen asleep. There's an awakeness that's here. Can't be seen or described, that awakeness. It's just here, isn't it? Something about you is awake. And that is all just noticing that, focusing on that. And then, of course, inevitably, attention will go back to what your body's doing or feeling, what your mind's thinking, what your emotions are feeling, all of that. And it's no problem. It just means you need to bring it back when you recognize that it's wandered again. Same with all of these. Again, I'm going to say it one more time. Because of the need of the self, the noumenon, to hear the repetition, you cannot stop attention wandering away from the noumenon, and you don't need to. You just bring it back gently, no blame. Even the Buddha, this is why he sat down under the Bodhi tree. He just said, I'm going to bring my attention back enough times that it becomes a habit. And every awakened being has been through this process. You only see them when they've come out the other side, when their effort has paid, has given results, and that they have now a habit to attention to go to the noumenon first. Because when this habit switches over, instead of going to thoughts first and emotions, they'll just be happening inside of you, the noumenon, rather than happening to you. And you won't be able to suffer, no matter what the body's feeling, no matter what the mind's thinking, whether it's empty, whether it's a tsunami of thoughts, you'll be peaceful because you'll be the one watching it. So it's well worth putting the time and the consistency into it. So you can do more than 20 minutes if you like, but don't do what I did, which is if I do 6 hours a day, I'm going to wake up six times as fast. It actually went the other way because I was efforting really hard. The more meditation I did, the more I seemed to suffer when I stopped meditating. 20 minutes is perfect if it's consistent. If you're enjoying it, fine, you know, have at it, stay for an hour or whatever you want to do, but not from the sense that doing more will make shortcut the process. Do more if you want to because it's fun or because you like it. Okay, so being conscious of your consciousness is next. So right now you're conscious of these words. You're conscious of how your body's feeling, very similar to being aware of awareness, this one. Just noticing that all of our attention as human beings goes to what we're conscious of. So everything that's moving and changing is what we're conscious of. That includes our bodies, our thoughts, our relationships, everything. Very little attention, if any, goes to the consciousness itself because you can't see it as a thing. You can see my hand, but can I see the consciousness that's seeing? Not really. It's not a thing, but I can know it's there. And that knowing is being conscious of the fact that consciousness is here. Simple as that. So I'm conscious of my consciousness, and then I go back to being conscious of my thoughts. So I gently bring it back when I realize that there's consciousness here, just that recognition that consciousness must be here in order to see what thoughts are going through my mind. That's the practice right there. It's that simple. Simple but not easy, because human beings are trained to value complexity, and this is too simple for most minds to assimilate. Your mind won't like this practice because it won't feel like it's getting anywhere. But over time, your body will begin to relax, and then there's a contentment that begins to develop day by day, and then that develops into a deep peace, and then that develops into a sense of love. It's all-encompassing. And then that develops into a joy, rich, rich, deep joy and peace and love. And then eventually bliss and other stuff beyond that. So being content with, if all you feel is that you can't suffer when you notice the consciousness, that's enough for now. You can honor that. It's going to deepen into peace and a deep stillness and silence. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 more. So noticing a sense of existence, very similar to I am or presence, just noticing that you exist. What you exist as, we're not going to go into again. We don't really need to define that. Just noticing that you're here, you exist. Just that recognition, do I exist? Yes. So if you're not sure if you exist, and I kind of sometimes joke about this, but sometimes it isn't clear. And if you've seen through self-inquiry that you don't exist in the way that you think, you still do exist, not as a separate being, but as something else. Just recognizing, I do exist. I'm here. Full stop, or a period, or whatever. Not I exist as a man or a woman or whatever. I am a doctor. I'm an engineer. All of that stuff comes after the sense of existence. I'm just here. And next one is being a contextual field. So this is everything that's moving and changing is the content, what's happening inside the field. So my body, my thoughts, all this equipment I'm using, the room I'm sitting in, everything in this room is the content, the objects appearing, and the space in which they're appearing. Space in which I'm moving my hand through right now is the contextual field, the context, the background. So again, we can notice this by contrast. I can notice the field by my hand and the space it's appearing in. Right there is the field. Space around my body, the space that a thought moves through is the field. The thought itself is the content. The field through which it moves is the contextual field. So we've done this before, zooming in and out. So I notice an object. And I've got an iPad here with notes on for this lesson. I can notice the space around that. You can do it right now with the device that you're watching this on. Look at the device, that's the content of the field. And then zooming out, noticing that it's sitting inside some space, the device that you, whatever device you're using, and your body too, and everything. So just bringing attention back to the field in which everything's happening. And attention zooms back into a thought or something happening in your body, a sensation, something like that. Can't stop that. Don't need to. Just bringing it back. No blame, no guilt, no sense that you're doing it wrong. Even the Buddha, Krishna, Christ, everyone had to go through this period of creating this new habit. Nobody gets away without doing that. So all you're doing is doing the same thing that every awakened being has done. The ever-present state of here. So right now you're here. Okay, there's a sense of being here. Can you ever be over there? If your body was to get up and walk and go to the other side of the room, when you got there, it would feel like here, wouldn't it? You can never arrive over there. If you went over there and I asked you where you are, you said, I'm here, you'll say, I'm here now. You wouldn't say, I'm over there now. So wherever you find your body is, there's a sense of here-ness. It's here. You can't think a thought over there and you can't feel an emotion over there, can you? It's all happening in this sense of here-ness. And this here-ness is not like a bubble over your head. It's actually much, much bigger than we think. If your body set off to walk in a straight line from wherever it is to this body here, every single step along that journey, or on the airplane or in a boat or wherever you are, every single point along that journey, there'd be a sense of being here, and then here, and then here, and then here, and then here. So these here and there relative terms dissolve in this bigger here-ness. I am here. So it's just noticing a sense of being here, this one. And then, of course, attention will go back to being somewhere or someone. You just simply bring it back when you recognize. And again, not all of these are going to resonate with you. Some of them you might feel really resistant to. Some of them you might feel, I really want to try that one. I'm going to read up on that in the book. You can try a different one of these every single day. You can do 10 minutes listening to silence and then 10 minutes resting in the stillness. It really doesn't matter because they're all the same anyway. So the stateless state of now. So whenever anything is happening, it's always happening now, this now moment. So we're recognizing this now moment. We're not being someone living in the now. That's a very popular practice, but it is nonetheless in duality and won't end suffering. There's nothing wrong with it at all. So we're noticing this now moment that is always here. Whenever you think a thought, have a memory, a desire for the future, whenever you eat a meal, whenever you go to sleep, and all of that is happening now. We can say it's 14:44 here in the UK. We could say 5 hours from now, it will feel like later. But when we experience that 5 hours from now, it will have that same sense of nowness here with it, won't it? So whether it's early morning where you are or late evening, it still feels like now. When tomorrow comes for you, it will feel like now, won't it? And when you experienced yesterday, it felt like now. It didn't feel like yesterday. There's a present momentness to it. So that's what we're noticing. Whatever's going on in phenomena, in manifestation, in our body and our thoughts, even if I'm really resisting in meditation, I really don't want to do this meditation, and this again from my own experience, I can still tune in by recognizing I'm resisting now, right now. I cannot resist yesterday or 10 minutes from now. This resistance is happening now. And that's the tuning in right there. That's enough to build this new habit. This is why I'm saying it's very simple. And your mind won't think it's enough, but it is. It's extraordinarily powerful, this meditation. Every awakened being is talking about this in some form or another, different words, but this that we're talking about here. Two more. Next is recognizing the knower. And that is simply to notice that right now, there's something that knows about you. So if your body's hot, if you're ready for a break, if I've been talking too long, if you're uncomfortable, you know it. If the body's tired and you're trying to stay awake and listen, you know it. If a thought goes through your head that you're not getting this, you know it. If your mind's completely silent, you know it too. If you're feeling restless and agitated, you know it. You don't have to think about it, do you? If you were to accidentally touch something hot, you would know immediately that's hot. You don't have to think about it. It's not a thought process. Before the mind can even form the thought, I should move my hand away. It's already being moved away. It's before mind, this knowingness. It even knows what mind is doing. It knows what mind is thinking, this knowingness, this recognizing the knower. So you can start this one. Do I know that I'm meditating? Yes, I'm sitting here meditating. There's something that knows. It's a recognition. I know what my body feels right now. I know when my lungs inhale or exhale. I know that I'm speaking. And it's so immediately obvious, this knower, but we overlook it every single time. Like, how many times have we heard silence and taken it for granted? And the consciousness that's listening to these words right now, we take it for granted. So the knower is ever present. It even knows in deep sleep that there's absolutely no time, no space, no duality, no experience, anything. For the 8 hours, the knower knows, or whatever it is, nothing happened. Or it knows I had some really good dreams or some really bad dreams during that time. It knows everything. Now, it's just another word for you, the knower. So last but not least, recognizing your own subjectivity. And that's just really to recognize, and we'll work on this more in lesson 3, but you might find this a good doorway in, that you're not an object. That there is something about you, whether we call it subjectivity or presence or beingness or consciousness or stillness, that you can't grasp with your hands. You're not a thing. Your body's a thing, but you're not a thing. And you can recognize the diffuse space-like nature of what you really are, the subjectivity itself that's experiencing, rather than a subject, a person, a someone, separate being. Again, if you don't like any of those, if there's certain ones, I don't want that at all, just try one of the others. Try a different one every day if you want to really get this quickly. And if you feel real resistance to trying any of them, that's normal too, because something is going to want to push against this change, the ego dissolving. And that's because mind, ego is trying to keep you safe, and it thinks that by keeping everything the same is how you keep safe. Everyone resists these practices, everyone. So you're totally in the right place if you're resisting. I did too. Don't for a second think I used to sit there and go, yay, it's meditation time. Well, later I did, but not in the beginning. So just pick one and have at it. Start today if you want to, definitely tomorrow. And there'll be nuggets that come out that encourage you to do that. So let me just double check I've told you everything there I need to. Okay, so what we'll do then is we'll take, let me just stop this recording. And we'll